Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Jay Bruce and the Mets. Jay, I understand like you developed sort of like an appreciation for sabermetrics, like working with TJ Barron, you know, kind of taking those things into account.
Yeah, you know, I just I tend to value information, I would say, just overall, and whether I use it or not is kind of going to be up to me once I get it. But I like to have the information that I can. And I think the biggest deal with information and getting it when it comes to the advanced metrics is getting information that you can apply to your game. You know, you can't create a new player or a new type of game for yourself. You have to be able to try and point out what you do well and what makes that happen and then use those numbers to apply that more often.
I was also reading like a real interesting article in the New York Times that spoke about you and said, you know, that, you know, maybe after reviewing some of that kind of stuff that you were like trying to hit the ball more to right center this year as a goal.
Well, I think that, you know, my goal, my best swing is to right center field. And I think that, you know, getting the ball in the air, staying off the ground and having a tight swing really helps my overall game. You know, when I go try and go too far to left field, I have less success, you know, and that's something I think that, you know, using the whole field is very important, but it's a certain type of swing that you have to use in order to utilize the whole field effectively. And my best swing, the way I can do that the most is having a swing that's tight and a swing that when I'm right and the ball's where I want it, it's going to be a fly ball to right center field.
So also, I saw what you said, you know, you maybe wanted to get your fly ball rate up to about 50% this year.
Yeah, you know, that was more in passing, and it's like, you know, if I can hit half the balls in the air, that's something I think would be good. And I don't know exactly where it is right now, and it's not something that I really keep up with.
Right.
And like I said, it's, you know, I come out and just play every day. You know, I just want to play every day. I want to come up, get my at-bats, take good at-bats, win at-bats, and kind of, you know, then be able to look at the end of the year and see what happens.
So you had a really good first month. You tied your career high in homers for April. How much has, like, Kevin Long been instrumental because you played well in September and April last year, you know, and helping you get comfortable here?
He's been great. He's been great. You know, he's a very diligent worker. He digs into the intricacies of what's going on. You know, he's not a blanket theory type of guy. And the thing I appreciate most is he's honest. You know, there's honesty there, and you have to have honesty because there are a lot of things that can kind of, you know, you can make yourself look or feel however you want based on how you choose to look at certain situations, you know, whether it's, oh, you're having bad luck, or you're, you know, you're just taking a few bad swings here and there. You know, Kevin is very, very honest, and so is Pat, about how I'm doing at the plate, you know, and they stay on me about it, and they expect a level of execution, and they expect a level of preparation. That's very, very high, and I expect that for myself. So it's good to have those guys on my side. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to have good hitting coaches throughout my whole major league career, but these guys have brought a little different perspective, as well as same as the other guys have gotten, you know, brought, though. But I love learning about it, and I love hearing different perspective and fresh perspectives.
So it seems like you're very comfortable in New York now. You bought a nice place to live there in the off season. How you wrapping your arms about being a Met and being a New Yorker?
So we didn't buy; we're renting. But we're in a great place. We're in a great area. I love being here. It's, you know, the greatest city in the world. It's got whatever you want. Very, very passionate group of fans, and it's been great to be a Met. This is obviously an outstanding organization, and everyone's welcomed me with open arms, and I feel like I'm at home.
So you play fantasy football. How do you react when somebody says that tells you that they've drafted you in fantasy baseball? They need power.
I'll tell them that I hope I can provide it for them, but you know, I'm just going to be myself and play. I can't try and play for the fantasy guys.
You take it as a compliment, though?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, they could have drafted anyone, I guess.
So who's your favorite NFL team?
You know, I'm a Texas guy, and I'm from the Houston area-ish. You know, I'm from Beaumont, which is about 80 miles from Houston. So I'm going to go with the Texans. I look forward to seeing, you know, all those guys get healthy and play together again. And then the quarterback they just drafted, too. I'm excited to see him hopefully progress.
Jay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.